Despite not attending the middle school, Yun Daing was talented and industrious. In 1913, he was admitted to Wuchang Zhonghua University with excellent grades. He studied hard and was a top student during the school time. He also taught himself German and Japanese. In October 1914, when the First World War just broke out for 3 months, Yun Daing published Dendrology on Shanghai Oriental magazine. From the second half year of 1915, a newly published magazine entered the vision of 20-year-old Yun Daing. The magazine, called New Youth, became popular quickly among the youngsters. Yun Daing actively contributed to New Youth and took the initiative to contact Chen Duxiu, the editor-in-chief of this magazine. In the school, Yun Daing and Xian Baiyan, Huang Fushen, and others founded the Mutual Aid Association, which was a mixture of utopia socialism and anarchism. It was one of the earliest progressive associations nationwide during the May 4th movement time. In 1915, Yun Daing married Shen Baoxiu. Despite the old-style marriage, they had a good relationship and led a happy life. Unfortunately, in February 1918, Shen Baoxiu died of dystocia. The grief-stricken Yun Daing named himself Yunia Spoony Widower and continuously wrote home letters in memory of his wife. Yun Daing's sincere love to his wife was so noble and fabulous in that feudal society that women were despised and oppressed. In January 16, 1927, Yun Daing married Shen Baoying, Shen Baoxiu's fourth sister and Yun Daing's revolutionary companion, which finally ended the 10-year single of this Aeonian Spoony Widower.